Wake up feeling good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. And it goes triple. This morning, who do you trust? Your doctor over your allied health professional or vice versa?
Their opinions, that
yeah,
is.
The reason why is I'm seeing a doctor and a physio at the moment, and both of their thoughts on what I should do for low impact activities are polar opposite. One saying I can swim, the other one saying, no, you can't swim. One saying, hey, get on your bike and go for a ride everywhere. The other one saying, no, just hop on a bike in the gym. Mm. As we go to Jan. Morning, Jan.
Good morning, Kylie. How are you?
Good. And Coggo, don't forget
Hi,
Cogs.
Jan.
Oh, sorry.
You're right. Easy to forget, Jan. Don't worry. Anyway, what we were talking about was interesting, Jan. I'm sure you have an opinion on it.
I do. I've gone through three lots of spinal surgery. I've seen, I can't say the word on the radio, but I've seen some good doctors and GPs. I started off with one specialist who was so arrogant, he told me that I was imagining my pain.
Ooh,
wow.
And then charged me $190 for it, and he walked out. I was very aggro about that.
I was going to say, I could have done that for you.
I would have said to him, imagine that you're being paid.
Yes.
I should only think of that. Good idea. But I was introduced to a different GP who then set me onto the right track. I went to a neurologist who then put me onto a neurosurgeon. I've been seeing, since the surgery, a physiotherapist, and through her I do Pilates and just training, basically, to strengthen my back again. I trust her. I wouldn't go to a normal PT for that sort of thing because my physio, she's looked at my MRIs, she's looked at the reports and everything, so she knows what she's talking about. She knows what strength things she can target me towards, and it has helped. It has helped. So
you trust her more than some of the docs that you've seen, is that what you're saying, Jan?
Father's doctors, I just wonder where they get their licenses from. I'm not saying that lightly, but I've gone through a heap of them.
Mm.
And I do question just what do they know? Like, why, when you've got a girl that's got three discs bone on bone, how dare you say to her, oh, you're imagining the pain.
Oh, yeah.
We hear you. We hear your pain there.
You're right about the, you know, you often think too, you know, how did you get that qualification? And, you know, I suppose we don't know, do we? It's all up on the wall.
Well,
but,
you don't. I mean, just because my pain was going down my arm into my hand, it was referred pain from my neck. Well, surely this guy should have heard of referred pain. Like, really?
You probably had to Google it.
Jan, it's good to see that you're doing well, though, and it seems to us that it's the physio that's helped do the trick. So
yes,
good on you for persevering and finally getting the help that you need. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, Jan. Righto, what do you reckon, Kate? I suppose the doctor versus the professionals.
Allied health professionals.
Allied health, I should say.
Yeah, I was just saying to Cogs off, but yeah, it depends what the ailment is that you're going for, but I'm actually seeing the physio at the moment, and I trust them probably more so running to the doctor as well. Like, it's a, you know, pre-existing condition, and his treatment works for me. And, yeah, what have you actually done?
So
don't worry about what she's done, mate. Take an hour.
I can't even say it.
It's a hit.
So you're saying that your physio over your doctor? Right,
yeah,
there we go.
Okay, so thanks, Kate. Those things there are the things you take for granted a bit. You look at your doctor and you go, ooh, what was that?
Yeah.
You look at your doctor and you go, right, mate, I want the answers, or right, madam, I want the answers. And when you don't get them, you don't feel like you can go to a physio or a chiropractor or anyone like that and get the answers, because they're not doctors. But believe it or not, most of them are.
Mm-mm. I feel like...
When I go to View Street, Helen and Brett, they're both doctors.
Yeah.
So
I feel like allied health to me, and look, you can bark at me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they're more onto ongoing education as opposed to your doctors. And your doctors have got so many things that they have to look at that surely they're not going to be experts in every field.
I've got to just quickly say this. I took the young bloke about 3 years out to a doctor's surgery, which was a big one.
When he was three?
3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I swear the doctor was in Bendigo. Oh, sorry, it was outskirts of Bendigo. I swear he Googled what he thought the symptoms were. I'm positive about that.
They do it.
Yeah.
I've seen doctors before that do it.
Anyway.
But it's a different Google. It's like a doctor Google. It's not just normal Google, because then we'd be in strife.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.